Now time for locker room chat, and I'm joined by Nemaha Central girls basketball coach Haddon Hilton. After a couple of wins from this and last week, and we'll kind of start off game by game, started with the Centralia game from last Friday, and coach, this was a real team performance.
Yeah, it was. Centralia's a really good team. They have one of the best guards in the state, and we did a really good job on making sure she had to work for everything she got. And then offensively, we were really efficient on the offensive end. Ella and Addie obviously led us there, but Reagan also had a really nice game.
And you guys certainly were able to get stops when you needed them. Started off a little bit slow, but then came back and got on a couple of really long runs.
Yeah, that's what we stressed before the game. We really thought they could hang around for a quarter or so, and that's exactly what we did. And I thought there early we tried, scoring a 20-point basket. We were just trying a little too hard on offense. Once we settled down, we really got into rhythm, and we're very efficient on the offensive end.
Hey, Coach, how important was it when it seemed like midway through the third quarter when Centralia was able to get a point, you guys were able to respond right back and be able to separate yourselves, keep a cushion for the rest of the game?
Yeah, that's always big when they answer, with a three or something, we come right back and get a quick two or something like that. That really helps. And it fuels our energy on the defensive end, too. So we pride ourselves on playing great defense. And so far, the first two games, we've really done that.
Yeah, and then talking about your second game, you guys really locked it down defensively, only allowed 30 points to a pretty solid St. Mary's team.
Yeah, they're pretty good team. They like to shoot a lot of threes, and they're dangerous from behind the arc. But also, they got a really nice big inside that does a nice job. And our post defense was really good last night. And we made it tough on them to get the ball on the post and then also on the perimeter. They didn't get many open looks. So it was a great all-around team defensive effort last night.
And then now you guys enter into league play, take on Holton coming up on Friday. Coach, what are some things you know about the Wildcats?
They're going to be well-coached. So Coach Heisler does a great job with them down there. They're going to be, ready to compete, and we're going to get their best shot. They're going to be a very physical team, so we're definitely going to have to match their physicality. And, rebounding is going to be a major key versus them. So we got to keep them off the offensive glass. But also, I think we got to win the battle on our end, too, and get them offensive rebounds and putbacks against their size.
Coach, how important is it for you guys to play good on-ball defense and also get your hand in the passing lane as well?
Yeah, that's something we stress. Ball pressure is one of those things that makes it really tough to get the ball inside and make you get entry pass. And then also, we want to keep a hand in the passing lane because that's always tough, and we feel we're long enough and athletic enough to do that and to not get beat. So once we start getting beat, we might have to back it up a little bit. But right now, we're playing pretty good fundamental defense.
Last question for you, Coach. How important is it for your girls to play smart basketball and not make those silly little mistakes?
We stress a lot that little things lead to big things. And just being fundamentally sound, taking care of the basketball, obviously is priority number one. So we stress that a lot, and they do. That's probably why we've been so successful. We've been really good at those early. We've limited our turnovers, and we've been just really efficient with the basketball. So hopefully that continues going forward.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it, and best of luck on Friday against Holton.
You bet, Jared. Thank you.
That was Nemaha Central girls head basketball coach Haddon Hilton here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Lack Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed.